Good morning. That was beautiful. It really was. A cappella, right? I love it. Well, I am glad to be back in church. And also be glad, we're glad to be back in South Georgia. Some of you know we went to see our new granddaughter. She's about this big. And, maybe about that big. But she's 6 weeks, turned 7 weeks when we were up there. Went to Canada, Prince Edward Island. It was cold. I won't tell you how cold it was, but it has something to do with whale diggers, you know. But that's kind of country, I know, but it was very cold. We had a good flight. God, you know, worked everything out for us. We had a few hiccups, but we got there and back and had a great time seeing our son and daughter-in-law and visiting with her family and on the farm and picked up a few Canadian words. It was interesting. But I had a good time. I thank you guys that prayed for us for safe travels, and we enjoy that. We enjoy our family. We've had a wonderful family over the years. Now they're all grown and got their own families. And I guess that's the way it goes, right? And so wherever they go, we're going to try to make sure to go and visit and continue building those relationships. Well, praise the Lord. Let's pray before we get started, right? Let's do that. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this time again to come and share your word and go through the Lord's Prayer. And I've enjoyed this time with you studying this. Again, and this time you've showed me some different things, and I appreciate that. Lord, I thank you for the ones that showed up this morning, Lord, the ones that couldn't be here. We pray for them for whatever reason. Thank you for all the people that do all the work and the ministry behind the scenes, getting everything done. We thank you for that. I love you, and I ask you to help me this morning, help me deliver this in a way that can be understood and change hearts and bring people closer to you. People get saved and born again. I love you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so if you have your Bibles, we're going to be in, again, Matthew chapter 6, verse 7 and 13. We're going to be there until Palm Sunday. If you're visiting with us, we've been going through the Lord's Prayer, taking it, you know, line by line, scripture by scripture. And So Matthew chapter 6, verse 7 through 13. I'm going to read it again. This is Jesus saying that when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask Him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Switching to the King James Version here. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us of our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Everybody say amen?
Amen.
All right, so the last few weeks we've discussed God as our Heavenly Father, that He loves us and He can take care of us, and His name is holy and worthy to be praised. We've discussed how Jesus is the kingdom of God, and His purpose is to seek and save the lost. And through Him and His birth and life and death and resurrection and Him living through us, His adopted children, we are made ministers of reconciliation. We've also learned that Jesus is teaching us through the Lord's Prayer that we can trust God in our daily lives. So this morning, we're going to look at verse 12. The whole message is going to be focused around verse 12. And here it is. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Now, let's look at that word, forgive. Now, think about this. In the Greek, that word forgive means to discharge. It means to send away. It means to yield up. And it means to let go of. And this is the part I really like right here. It means to let go of, and it means to never to be discussed again. It's done. It's finished. I have forgiven you. Okay, that word forgive. We're going to talk about that a lot through the message, so hang with me on that definition. The next is debts. What does debts mean? You know, sometimes we hear transgressions and debts. In the Greek there, in that word, it means behaviors and offenses. Offenses. Boy, everybody's offended by something these days, right? But it means, that word debt means to behaviors and offenses that's punishable. It's so bad it's punishable by death. And it's in desperate need of a blood sacrifice. In other words, it's basically sin. So that word debt basically means sin. So Jesus is teaching us that we need to remind ourselves. Everybody say remind. Remind. Jesus in the Lord's Prayer is saying that we need to remind ourselves when we pray each day to remember that we are sinners saved by grace. Our sins have a debt that has to be paid. We need to remember each day that Jesus took our place on the cross and paid the debt that we deserved. And that debt that we deserved is only punishable by death. And Jesus took that for us. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. 1 John 4:10 says, "In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." To be the propitiation. Say that three times. No, I'm just kidding. Thanks, I appreciate you listening. A propitiation of sins. That's a big $50 word. You know, sometimes when you're an early Christian, yeah, propitiation. You can't even say it early. But that's huge. That is huge in the Christian fellowship, walk with Christ, Easter, the whole thing. That propitiation is a big one. We're going to talk about that a little bit more in just a few minutes. In the New Testament, the act of propitiation always refers to the work of God, and not the sacrifices or gifts offered by man. So there's nothing that we can do to settle this debt. There's nothing. There's no sacrifice. There's no offering. There's nothing that we can do to sacrifice this debt. And the reason for this is that man is totally incapable of satisfying God's justice. Except by spending eternity separated from God. Religions have been trying to do this from the beginning of time. They've tried to offer some kind of sacrifice to their gods. I know this is kind of goofy, but you know, the King Kong movie's back on, right? In the movie theaters. Remember the villagers were trying to offer the Kong the sacrifices? They've been making up this stuff for years and years from the beginning of time. Man trying their best to make it right with God. But we can't. There is no service. You can't fast long enough. You can't pray long enough, can you? You can't give long enough. There's no service. There's no sacrifice. There's no gift that man can offer that will appease the holy wrath of God, or to satisfy His perfect justice. Listen to this. The only satisfaction or propitiation that could be acceptable to God and that could reconcile man to Himself had to be made by God. Only thing. For this reason, everybody pay close attention to this. For this reason, God, the Son, Jesus Christ, came into this world in human flesh to be the perfect sacrifice for our sin and to make atonement or propitiation for the sins of the people. Amen? This is beautiful. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. It says, "For you have been bought with a price, and therefore glorify God in your body." Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17. It says, "Therefore, he had to be made like his brethren in all things, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people." Remember our scripture verse this morning. "And forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors." You see, that debt that Jesus is referring to is our personal offense against a holy God. And it's called sin. In order for us to have peace with God, true peace with God, which means that peace of mind that surpasses all understanding, in the world we call it that serenity, we need to understand and accept God had a plan for our sin. And Jesus fulfilled that plan on Calvary. We have been reconciled. Amen? We have been reconciled to our Heavenly Father by Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. My friends, Jesus paid the price for our sins. We need to rest in it daily. Hello? Let's read this again. Forgive. Remember, the definition, the Greek of that word forgive is to discharge, to send away, to yield up, to let go of, and to never be discussed again. Jesus says it is finished. The price has been paid. That's why he says, "Therefore, there is no more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Jesus is reminding us in the Lord's Prayer, as we study through the Lord's Prayer, and we're focused on verse 12 right now, Jesus is reminding us that we need to learn how to forgive and practice, here it is, and practice receiving and giving forgiveness daily as we follow Him. This part of the Lord's Prayer, I'm going to read this again. Jesus is reminding us that we need to first of all learn how to forgive. And second is we need to learn how to practice receiving and forgiving in our daily walk with Him. Oh, how I love the Lord's Prayer. We need to forgive ourselves and we need to forgive others who sinned against us. What does sin mean? If you look at the word sin, it means to fall short of the mark. It's kind of like if there's a target back here, and I was shooting a bow and arrow. I try to shoot that target. I have well intentions. I had good intentions. And I shoot that arrow, and it would just fall short. It would just fall, go over here, go over there. Never hit the mark. That's what sin really is. It's not measuring up. It's not being good enough. And we're not. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." My friends, Jesus is telling us that we need to forgive ourselves on a daily basis and accept God's grace. You are not perfect. You will make mistakes. We make mistakes every day. We need to stop beating ourselves up and accept and forgive ourselves and receive God's grace. The Word of God says His grace is sufficient for us. You see, my friends, Jesus paid the price for our sins. We had this debt that we could not make right. But Jesus came and died on the cross. He lived a sinless life. He was buried and rose again. And He paid that price for our sins. Jesus paid the price of the sin of not measuring up. You're not being good enough in our minds. You didn't measure up the way your parents pressured you to be, maybe. You didn't measure up to the way that you think you should have been. Maybe the standard of the world has put this pressure on you to do certain things or be a certain way, and you feel like you're not measuring up. You're not this or not that or not good enough. My hope is today that you will forgive yourself. God did. Let's talk a little bit now about forgiving others. Jesus reminding us to forgive others daily that may have sinned against us, that may have offended us, that may have done us wrong. Remember, the word sin means to fall short of the mark, to not measure up, not be good enough. Someone may have fallen short of the mark. Maybe it was your mother, maybe it was your father, maybe it was your friend. Maybe it was your coworker. Maybe it was your boss or your neighbor. Maybe they had hurt you physically. May have hurt you emotionally. Maybe someone had offended you by their words or offended you by their actions. Maybe they didn't live up to your expectations. Or maybe the expectations of the world that puts on us. Jesus is reminding us in the Lord's Prayer that each day in our prayer life, that God's grace is sufficient for them too. As we think about forgiving others, God's grace is sufficient for them too. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, "But God demonstrates His own love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Y'all hear me? God showed this mercy upon us. So who are we to judge the ones that offend us? We need to show mercy to them in order for us to have that daily peace of mind, to have that peace with God that surpasses all understanding. We must forgive. A wise man once said, I'm not sure who said this, but we'll just call him a wise man or woman. Hey. Says, holding a grudge against someone is like taking poison and expecting the other person to get sick. Most of us have probably heard that old saying. My friend, we all know, most of us of an age, that we can't live in this old fallen world too long without eventually someone offending us, right? Or someone hurting us emotionally or even physically. Jesus is telling us that we need to forgive them today. Today we need to forgive them. In my counseling practice, other than scripture and prayer, I can tell you one of the most effective tools that I've used over the years in helping people with this forgiveness thing. This is a skill, and I called it mindful forgiveness. And it's very biblical. Mindful forgiveness says this. And if you have someone you need to forgive, you need to write this down. It says, forgiveness is not based on feelings. It's just a decision you make. I'm going to say that again. Forgiveness is not based on feelings. It's just a decision that you make. Proverbs 18:21 says, "The tongue has the power of life and death." Boy, we talked about the tongue a lot about on Sunday nights with Paul, right? James, whoo, that's good. It's good stuff. Philippians 3, 13 and 14 says this, brethren, this is Paul, he's talking, I do not count myself to having apprehended everything, but the one thing I do know is that forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal, the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So Paul knew the power of forgetting what lies behind and pressing on. Mindful forgiveness. It's not based on feelings. It's just a decision that you make. You must decide to forgive that person who have sinned against you. Jesus is commanding that, really, isn't he? In many verses in the Bible. You may not feel like it. Do it anyway. It's not based on feelings. Right? It's just a decision that you make. Remember, these words that we say to ourselves and the words that we say to others have power. Power of life and the power of death. You may not feel like forgiving yourself. Well, do it anyway. Because it's not based on feelings. It's just a decision you make. Jesus is telling us to forgive others and to forgive those people who hurt us. See, if you wait until you feel like it, you may not ever forgive someone. Those feelings might not ever come. God honors obedience. Jesus is telling us to forgive those who offended you and hurt you. Today is the day of that. You say, Dallas, I don't feel like it though. It doesn't matter. Am I beating this dead horse? Trust me. I've got this many people, there's some hard-headed folks out here. Sorry, Frankie. I wasn't talking about Frankie though. But seriously, Jesus is commanding us to forgive those people. If you act in obedience and forgive them, Father, I don't like my uncle. I hate him, really, for what he did to me. Or that boss who fired me after 21 years of loyal service. I have this resentment in him, against him or her. Well, I can't stand this person or that person. They did me wrong. They hurt me. They hurt me bad. I don't feel like forgiving them. Matter of fact, if you'll be honest, the way I feel is I really want them to die and go to hell. I want them to be punished. I want bad things to happen to them. That's what we say when you got deep-seated. That's what people say when you have deep-seated resentment and grudges. Who are we, right? Who are we to say that and judge them? God's grace is sufficient for them too. So go ahead and forgive them. Use the words. Use your tongue. Father, I forgive them. I don't even really want to. But Father, I forgive them because you told me I need to do this. And I want to have peace of mind. I want to have serenity today. So Father, I forgive them. And I ask you to bless them and bless their life and keep them safe. And amen. You get up the next day, and if it's still in your heart, your mind, you say that prayer again until eventually what comes along, maybe? Feelings. Maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 2 years, 5 years, the feelings may come along, the feelings of compassion and forgiveness and love and those feelings. As we pray the Lord's Prayer, Jesus is teaching us to give and receive forgiveness daily. Remember, forgiveness means to discharge, to send away. To yield up, to let go, and to never be discussed again. Because Jesus nailed it to the cross. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. All things have passed away and all things have become new. We become new creatures in Christ. Through this whole power of the gospel. Of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Jesus gave us a track to run on in our prayer life. Based on what we've studied so far in the last, this is the fourth week, over the last 3 or 4 weeks, He's given us a track. And it may sound something like this. And this is, I'll end it here with a prayer. And this is my prayer, and I've tagged on today's scripture. And here it is. Heavenly Father, I praise your holy name. And think about it as I'm saying, I'm reading this prayer, and as it goes along with the Lord's Prayer. Heavenly Father, I praise your holy name. You are worthy of all honor and glory. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to die for my sins. Thank you for showing me mercy and grace. I love you. Please help me, Lord, to pick up my cross today and follow you. Help me be obedient to your word. Bring someone in my path today I can share the good news of Jesus with and help them find peace. Lord, I trust you today for something to eat and something to drink. And I also thank you for giving me whatever you think I need to serve you and to serve others. Lord, forgive me of my sins and forgive the people that have sinned against me. Please help me not hold a grudge against them. They need your mercy and grace too. Amen. My hope and prayer, my friends, is that you will find a new passion for the Lord's Prayer and find a new passion for spending personal time with Him in prayer. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this word. Oh God, thank you so much for sending your son. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for sending your son to die on the cross for me and for my friends here, my family. Lord, we trust you. We have nothing else to trust in but you. We place all of our faith in you, Christ, that everything is yours, and everything we have is yours, and everything that is yours, and everything that will be is yours. Our complete salvation, our citizenship of heaven, our eternal life, everything rests in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Lord, and we will lift up the name of Christ. Lord, we will lift up your name in this fellowship, Lord. We will lift up your name and everything that we try to do here at Pauline Baptist, Lord. We will lift up the name of Jesus and the cross. Because it's the answer for everything. It's the answer for all of our problems and all the world's problems. Father, I pray, Lord, if there's one here today that does not know you in a personal way, they've never become born again, adopted into the family of God, place their personal faith, not their mom and daddy's faith, not some Sunday school faith. Oh, no disrespect there. But Father, I mean a personal relationship with you, Father. They will do it today. The Bible says today is a day of salvation. So if you're here today and you want to get saved, you want to give your life to Christ, I ask that you just do it right there in your seat. Just place your faith in him. Come to the altar and I'll be glad to pray with you. Or I'll meet with you one-on-one after church today. Or any of these men will, the deacons here. If there's someone here that'd like to join our church, Lord, our fellowship here, start getting involved in the things that we're getting ready to launch, I pray, Lord, that they will come and talk to us. Lord, we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.